How are you doing? I'm back from Greece. What just happened? I'm very disoriented. Did I just go to another country and draw cartoon fetuses? Is that what I just did? Look at my globe here. Did I just go from Milwaukee all the way across the ocean all the way to Greece and to draw cartoon fetuses? Is that what I did? Does that make sense to anybody, what just happened to me? I got off the plane back in the good old USA, and it dawned on me what I just did. What? That doesn't make any sense, does it? It's good to be home. Man, it's good to be home. Well, it's not good to be in my home. It's good to be back in the U.S. It's not good to be back in this apartment, but you know what I mean. Nothing to eat here. I'm drinking coffee that's a week and a half old. When I left, I had a half a pot of coffee, and I just left it. So that it's good that I did, because that's the only thing here. I'm drinking week-old coffee. It's disgusting, but it's at least it's got some caffeine in it. It's waking me up. But I didn't go grocery shopping before I left, because that wouldn't make any sense, right? I just let everything run out. So now I get back here and there's nothing to eat. The refrigerator's empty. There's nothing in the cupboard. There's nothing here. It's just like Greece. There's nothing on the shelves. The coffee's bad. There's no food. It's Greece all over again. I'm just kidding over there, guys. Just kidding. I know Greece was wonderful. Everybody there made me feel like part of the family. But it's still good to be home, you know? Like when I go to San Diego, I think San Diego is probably the most beautiful city on earth. But it's still good to be home when you come home. I hate you, Joe. I didn't miss you, Joe. By the way, is the website fixed? Because when I got back and I checked the website, I just got an error message. All right, now. What about the podcasts? Because were they up while I was gone? We did. No. Oh. Yeah, I guess I did. There was supposed to be a podcast that I recorded, and two that I recorded with my buddy Josh. Those were all supposed to go up while I was gone, but I took my portable hard drive with me to Greece that had those all on, so... So much for that idea. What are we going to do with those? Figure it out later. I like that answer, buddy. Figure it out later. What a strange life I lead. Like when the first amoeba crawled up out of the ocean. Do you think that... No, I don't really believe in evolution, but for the sake of argument here, I'm trying to make... Don't start with this. I'm tired. I'm jet-lagged. I don't know what's going on. What day is it? What happened to Wednesday? I'm just trying to make a... How about we skip this little torture that you do to me, where you talk to me, and then it frustrates me because I realize nobody else can hear you, and then it's great fun for everybody who listens because I get annoyed. Can we just skip that for this one? Because I can't keep up with it today. Anyhow, I was just trying to make a point. You believe in evolution? I don't. No. I didn't come from a monkey. I believe you came from a monkey. How about that? In specific cases, I believe in evolution. I believe you came from a monkey. Let's not start a whole thing into that. I should probably be talking about my trip, right? No, I don't have any funny stories, though. That's the like, if I had went there for a day and came back, I could tell you how weird it all is. But after I was there for a week, nothing seemed weird to me anymore. It just seemed like Greece. You know, like, it's Chicago. I couldn't come back and tell you how weird Chicago is. I would just say it's Chicago. It's like that now. Nothing didn't seem peculiar to me by the time I left. So I don't know what to tell you. It's a city. It's very nice. People were all nice to me for the most part. I don't know. I'm sure there are a lot of funny things that happened, but I couldn't understand what anybody was saying. I didn't know what was going on. I only understood about 40% of what was being said to me. So I don't know. I'm sure a lot of funny stuff happened, but I didn't know it. I didn't know what was going on. I don't know. I was there, and now I'm here. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you about Greece, is it's over there. It's 10 hours away, and there's buildings and people. I had a very nice time, and I think I made some new friends, which is all I need. What am I going to do now? I'm going to replace some of my friends here with them. Joe, you're fired, is my friend. Spiros is the new Joe. You've been replaced by Spiros. Maybe I could replace my family. Because I don't really like all my friends. I just got too many friends now. But I could replace my family with the Greek friends. Because I'll see them just as often. most of the time, I didn't really... Except when people were talking, it didn't really even seem like I was in a different country. Because it just seemed like I was in a different city in America. There are buildings, there are cars, there's businesses. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? How about we save this for when Herndon is here? How about we do that? And he can ask me specific questions. Because I don't know what people want to know, and I don't want you to be talking off mic the whole time. My dear friend, Christopher Herndon, who's a wonderful man and a talented illustrator, I hope to have him on a podcast next week when he's in town, and we'll let him ask questions. And then I'll get into more about Greece, although I'll yell about it a little bit. Because I do have some things to yell about that I don't need questions from. Am I making any sense? This is the first time I've spoken this much English in a week and a half. It's all just been broken English, basically. This is the first time I've tried to speak more than a paragraph of English all at once. Am I doing okay? That was the strangest part, because, I'm used to not... I'm used to having people around me who don't speak English, because, when I was a cook or a mechanic, oftentimes it would just be me and a bunch of Cubans or a bunch of Mexicans or Latinos of some sort, so they'd be speaking Spanish and I would just stand there like an idiot. So it was a lot like that, but I'm not used to doing that for a week. It was fine at first, but towards the end it was, it was enough already with the broken English. But then when I left, I got to Amsterdam. I had a 17-hour layover in Amsterdam, where I'm struggling, man, to collect my thoughts. I haven't been able to. Maybe we should do this tomorrow, huh? No? Okay. I had a 17-hour layover in Amsterdam where I was just going to sort of collect myself, No, it wasn't that bad because the airport's open 24 hours so I could go eat or whatever. And the shops were all open. So it was just like a city that had a roof, basically. It was a big airport and it was open, so it was fine. But I was just going to go and sleep in a chair. I went to go have a Bloody Mary and then I was going to fall asleep in a chair and then get on my plane. There's some English dude there who just wanted to be my buddy and, talk about America. And that was broken English, too, because he had just come from Africa somewhere. So he'd been talking broken English for, 2 weeks, and I was used to speaking broken English. So here's, an English guy whose native tongue is English, an American whose native tongue is American. We're still both... English, we're both speaking broken English to each other because we're used to speaking broken English. We're having a conversation. So the buildings are, how do you say, the tall, the skyscrapers. Yes, it's skyscrapers. Yeah. Wait, what are we doing? We both speak English. Why are we having so much trouble communicating? Why are we communicating at all? I just want to go sit in a chair and get a backache. I don't want to explain America again to somebody. I've been doing it for a week. What am I explaining it to you for? And he was on his way there. You'll find out... You're 10 hours away from finding out exactly what America's like. Why are you asking me? I'll ruin the surprise. We don't have doors there. We all just crawl in the windows and the women have tails. That's what it's like in America. He was like what do you call that? A home remodeler or something. He wanted to know about the market over there. I went, what? I don't know about home remodeling. What are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know if it's metric. I don't know anything about it. I know my pipes leak. Our pipes leak in America just like everywhere else. That's all I know. I don't know anything about plumbing fixtures. Why would you think I do? Is that what the rest of the world thinks? We all know how to remodel houses or what? I don't... Can I ask you? And plus he was like... You know, he was like four Heinekens in by the time I got there, so he wasn't going to leave me alone. He was very unhappy with my lack of knowledge, too, of American plumbing fixtures. I don't know, they're chrome. And speaking of lack of knowledge of your own country, all you Americans out there who, you know, you feel bad because you don't know who's on the $50 bill, you know it's Grant, you don't know anything he did. you don't know who the vice president is, or you know, you walk past a landmark and you don't know who the hell Pulaski was. You know, there's a big guy, bronze guy on a horse, you don't know who it is. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, because I went to Greece and the Acropolis is there and the Parthenon is there. You'd think these Greeks would know anything about that. No. They're just as bad as the Americans. They don't know anything about the Parthenon. They didn't know anything. I went on a tour of the Parthenon with a Greek. Couldn't explain anything to me about it, other than stuff I already knew from, like, art class. None of them know anything. Huh? Yeah, maybe so. Joe says they're very forward-thinking people. They don't got time for what happened before. They're thinking about tomorrow. They're thinking forward. Yeah, maybe that's the case. But I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is bizarre. The Parthenon is—it's not like in another section. You can walk. There's like a coffee shop like 50 yards away from the Parthenon. It should be in a whole, that whole section should be like bulldozed, and there should be nothing but gift shops and Parthenon this and Parthenon that and Acropolis this and Acropolis that. It's not. There's the Acropolis, and then right next door to it is like the equivalent of a Denny's. It'd be like if the Washington Monument, the next building next to it was a Denny's, and the building on the left of it was a local print shop or something. All these monuments, they're just in the city next to other stuff. It's bizarre. Everything is just next to each other. This is like hallowed ground. There shouldn't be a Denny's right next to it. You know what I mean? There should be some distance between this hallowed ground, the oldest architecture in Western civilization. It shouldn't be right next to a bunch of apartments. And, you know, a thrift store should be more spread out. But it's not. I'm not making this up. Everything was right next. There was no sense of this is a special place. I guess is what I'm getting at. It was just sort of there for them. I guess anything you're next to long enough, you know, it loses its charm. But like I say, that's with a brass statue of a guy on a horse. That should lose its charm. A four-story giant marble statue that's been there for 5,000 years, that shouldn't lose its charm enough that there's a Denny's right next to it. I mean, just the scope of it alone, even if you don't know anything about it, just the size of it. Am I explaining this right, Joe? Because I'm sort of... I know I'm communicating with Americans now, and yet in my brain I'm yelling at Greeks. And maybe it's just because we're all rubes here and we have nothing, you know, cool. You know, our monument, like, we have a brass statue of Fonzie in downtown Milwaukee. That's what we got going on. A statue of a guy from a bad TV show. But you know what? I could tell you all about it. Yes, his name was really Henry Winkler, and on the TV show it was late 70s to the early 80s. He lived above the Cunninghams. How? No, he lived in the garage, in the Cunninghams' garage, and his nephew was Chachi. And there was a spinoff called Joni Loves Chachi, but there's no statues of that. See, I can tell you all about it, at least. You know, I'm not standing in front of the Acropolis going, yeah, yes, this was built as a monument to Zeus, and Isn't this Athens? Wouldn't it be? Yes, it's a monument to Athena. You said it was Zeus. No, he didn't. You know, like that. Right? How much... there was the Acropolis. Of course, you have to pay to get in there. Right. And then there was the museum that had, you know, artifacts from 5,000-6,000 years ago. You know, so the oldest Hold on. Let me take another drink of quote-unquote coffee. You have the beginning of Western civilization, right? The oldest architecture in Western civilization, right? Large, formidable buildings that have been here since the dawn of man. And then you have a museum holding other parts of this thing, you know, because parts of it fell off or they took it off so they wouldn't fall off and get destroyed. You know, a lot of that's in this museum. How much do you think it was to get in to see the Acropolis? Joe. Yes, I'm asking you. But there's no phone lines here. What's I'm asking? Yes, you. No. What are you basing that on? Okay, Joe said $100. He's basing that on good tickets to the Beach Boys. Are you going to go see the Beach Boys? I'll go. Fine. No, whatever. I didn't want to go. Whatever. I'm just saying, you know. No, it's not $100. Cheaper. What are you basing that on? Just says $40. That's good seats to a baseball game. No, cheaper than that. Cheaper. What are you basing that on? No. $25 gets you into our museum. No, it's cheaper than that. And by the way, listen up, you Greeks. It's $25 to get into the museum in Milwaukee. That's like 16 euros or something like that. To get into the museum in Milwaukee. Our museum is it's a glorified wax museum. We've got a Tyrannosaurus Rex. We've got a bunch of butterflies with pins through them. And then we've got a bunch of wax statues of people in, like, Victorian-era clothing. Is there anything else there to see? A bunch of old pots. Yeah, and... yeah, some old tools from the railroad. It's our museum is pathetic. It's pathetic. It's $25 to get in there. Huh? Oh, yeah, you're right. If something should happen to come along that's not pathetic, like I think we had a bunch of artifacts from the Vatican were on tour at different, you know, they were touring the United States. Different museums got it for like a week. Then it was $50. If you wanted to see that, it was $25 just to get in to see the pathetic wax statues of people and bad clothing from 100 years ago, and then to see the artifacts around tour, another $25. So that's like 30, 40 euros. To get into a museum in Milwaukee, that's pathetic. You go there basically to get in out of the rain. My senior prom was actually in the Milwaukee Museum, and they were concerned because there were a bunch of stupid high school kids that there'd like be vandalism and stuff. Our museum is so bad, we didn't even vandalize it. Yeah, you know, because you know, there's like a point where anything I do to this is just going to be an improvement. You know, you walked up with a marker, a can of spray paint, and you just see this pathetic wax statue, and you're like, oh, I can't. It would be like kicking like a retarded kid. I don't even have the heart. I don't even have the heart to vandalize this crap. It's so bad. No, cheaper than that. It was, cheaper. I'm not making this up, Joe. Cheaper. It was 7 euros to see the Acropolis. That's like $5. $5 to see the oldest architecture in Western civilization. $5. No wonder this country's broke. $5. No, the museum was also $5. $5. And this country's broke. I said to the woman that was with me, I said, this is like a stripper paying for her own drinks. You people are broke. It's $5 to get into the museum. American tourists have spent, you know, they're spending like $1,000, $1,500 for a trip to Greece, and the reason they're there, the Acropolis, is only getting $5 out of it. It's asinine. This would be all well and good if your economy was great, but your economy is not so great, so how about jack up the prices, huh? Listen up, you Greeks. Joe has a good idea. Before you enter the Acropolis, they should check your passport and then charge you based on what country you're from. Yes, yeah, exactly. Show your passport. If you're American, it should be 60 euros to get in there. And we'll pay it, by the way. We'll pay 60 euros to see this stuff, and we'll think it's a bargain. Because at 60 euros, it is still a bargain. You're charging us 5. It should be 60. You could probably get away with charging 100. Don't you think? So that'd be a 100 euros, it'd be like $130. Joe says that's high, but we would still pay it. And he's right. We would come at 130, at 100 euros, we would complain, but we would still pay it. You know, we would grumble a little bit, but we would still gladly pay 100 euros to see the oldest architecture on the earth. You're charging $5. What's a, you know, if you feel a little guilty, just jack it up to $50. So you'd be bringing in 10 times the revenue of each person who walks through that gate every day. How much more money is that? Do you have a calculator, Joe? Whatever. It's 10 times whatever you're making. They've got a gold mine there, and they're not using it. I can't come up with a better analogy than it's a stripper paying for her own drinks and doesn't understand that, the guys will pay for your drinks. Well, why? She doesn't understand why. She's got a beautiful rack that's pouring out of her shirt. She's got the, hair of an angel, eyes that could get you to do anything to anybody for any, What, really? They would buy my drinks? Yes! They will buy you drinks. They'll buy you a car! You just tell them you might sleep with them. Businessmen will come in here and buy you a car to impress you. You're buying your own drinks. It's ridiculous. $5. You people are broke, and you've got a landmine. You've got a gold mine there. They're talking about how they might have natural gas. F the natural gas. Because Europe's just going to take that away from you anyhow. I'm going to start jumping around all over the place, because I'm angry. The city is beautiful. Every Greek I talk to, listen to my voice. Every Greek I talk to, the city, the city was beautiful, Joe. Like I said, it was like Chicago, except the buildings were I know you Greeks don't think it was cool because you live there, but the buildings were, it was like, no, they weren't, they looked like, how do I explain this to Americans? How do I explain this to you stupid Americans who've never traveled abroad? It looked like Bangkok to me. The buildings were like that. They're straight up and down, and they all had porches and stuff. It looked like Bangkok-ish. I don't know. We'll post some pictures, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But the city was beautiful. And you look out your window and you see the Acropolis or you see the Parthenon. It was beautiful. You should have American tourists streaming over here. You guys need to print up some passports and just direct mail them to this country, because your city is beautiful. It's way better than the pictures I've seen of like Paris and stuff and England, blah, blah, blah. If you're an American, go to Greece. It's awesome. And it's cheap. It's cheap. In the touristiest parts of the city, it was still like $6 for a meal. Listen to me, you Greeks. If you want a hot, if you're at the Statue of Liberty, a hot dog is like 10 euros because they know that's where all the tourists are. And the tourists have money. So they think to themselves, these people are hungry. If I can get them to pay $10 for a hot dog. Instead of walking to an area they don't know. Because here's the thing with tourists in America. They don't want to walk too far away from the touristy area and get stabbed. So they would rather pay too much money for a meal and not get stabbed than walk somewhere where they're frightened. It's worth it to them. And also, Americans don't want to walk. We're fat and lazy. We'll pay the extra €5 to eat something that's next to the Acropolis rather than walk and sweat and maybe get stabbed by a hobo. Consider these things, please. I'm telling you, if you're a coffee shop near the Acropolis, jack up the price. We'll pay it. And jack up the price on all your beads and trinkets. We'll pay it. The touristy crap near the Acropolis was no more expensive than the touristy crap anywhere else. There should be, you know, like, draw a circle. Get out a map, you Greeks, and draw like a circle of 50 meters around the Acropolis. And double the price of everything within 50 meters. Just double the price. And then go out 100 meters and jack the price up by 25%. And then 150 meters, jack it up by 10%. Because that's the ratio. That's the ratio you should use. Tourists have money. And they expect you to overcharge them. That's what we expect. You know, it's like, it's just our culture. You know? You're insulting us by not overcharging us. You understand? We're insulted that you're not trying to screw us out of 5 extra euros. How long have I been talking? Really? You want to do two? Because I need to yell at these people, and I've just started. Let me finish up by saying about the Acropolis. You should really 50. It should be 50 euros to see the Acropolis. I'm not kidding. And the museum too. You could jack that price up to at least jack it up to 50 euros. We'll pay it. We expect to pay that much. $5? You're screwing yourselves. Forget about how much the European Union is screwing you. You're screwing yourselves. Jack it up. Jack that price up. And make some brochures and send it out. It's amazing. The building is amazing. The museum is amazing. Let the world know. You people need money. You need jobs. I had no idea. There's no reason an American should be going to Europe and not going to Greece. Greece is way better than the rest of that crap. It is. Maybe Italy, because they've got Rome. That's it. But Greece should be number two. There's no reason an American tourist should be going to Europe and not starting with Greece. But we don't know it, because you're not telling us. Tell us. Who's ever on the board of tourism over there? He's the one you should be throwing rocks at. Forget about the stupid politicians for a minute. Figure out who's ever in charge of the tourism board and burn his house down. Because he's charging $5 to get in to the oldest building in Western civilization. Am I going to get in trouble for saying that? Did I just... I don't commit acts of violence. But he's the person you should be angry at. He's the person you should be protesting. Start with him, because you can turn this around in like 2 years. Get somebody from Las Vegas over there. They could be making you billions a year, and I'm not lying. I went to the Hoover Dam. It was $20 to see the Hoover Dam. And if you wanted a guided tour, it was an extra 10. $30, that's... I don't know how many euros that is. A lot. Let's say it's 20 euros, I think. Something like that. 20 euros to see the Hoover Dam. You know what you see in there? A bunch of tunnels. The tour guide tells you how many people fell into the cement and died, and then you go to the gift shop. and you buy a t-shirt and a plastic Hoover Dam on a keychain. And that's an entire city supports itself with the money that comes in from tourists to see the Hoover Dam. Silly Americans and Japanese people come in, and they pay that money gladly. They take pictures, and they buy useless crap. And an entire city supports itself with that money. You've got the Acropolis! Somebody from Las Vegas could come in there and support that entire city. Just on tourism alone. Joe and I are on the same page for once. He's still stunned that it's $5 to get in there. Yes, their employment rate—it's the city is about 5 million people. The employment rate, they told me it was 25%, but they might have said it's gonna be 25%. You know, sort of broken English conversation. Plus, the woman who was telling me about it was sort of, you know, a glass half empty kind of person. So I don't know. Maybe it was, let's say it was 25%. Yes. Yeah. I would agree with you. You could cut that in half. You could cut your unemployment rate in half just with tourist crap. Just with tourist buses driving people around and extra hotels and tour guides. I saw one tour guide the entire time I was there, and I think he might have been a professor taking kids around. As I was there looking around, I wanted to know stuff. The Greek woman who was with me knew a little bit, almost as much as me. I would have paid for a tour guide. Every American who goes there, they will pay 20 euros for a tour guide to have somebody explain them stuff. And I understand that none of you Greeks know anything about the Acropolis or any of the statues in the city in which you live. So just go there and make it up. We won't know any better. We won't know. For the time being, just make it up. Get yourself a nice suit and just make it up. We won't know. Tell us it was there because, you know, the Turks came in and built it or whatever. Just make it up. We don't know and we don't care. Really, when it comes down to it, we're not going to remember anything you said. You could tell us what really happened. By the time we get back to America, we're going to go, the Turks built it. I don't know. You know, we're not going to remember. We're not going to know. We're not going to care. We just want to, you know, we just want somebody to talk to us and explain stuff and feel like we're getting the inside track. Every American there would pay an extra 20 euros for somebody to stand next to us in a nice suit and explain stuff that we're going to forget. Joe is 100% on board. You know how often Joe and I agree on this podcast? About 10% of the time. That's how you know what's coming out of my mouth is truth. It's truth. Your entire city could support itself just on the Acropolis. And the European Union can't steal that from you. Even if they tax the crap out of you, they still can't steal the jobs. They're not going to be able to just import a bunch of German dudes in there to give the tour, because we're not going to, we won't go for that. We don't want to go to the Acropolis and hear, Guten Tag. No, we want to go to the Acropolis and hear, you know, you would think I would remember how to say hello in Greek, but I don't. But, you know, that just backs up my point. Anything you explain to us, we're going to forget anyhow. Just go there and make it up for a year or so until you can get, you know, on board with what really happened there at the Acropolis. Joe, I went up and I stood on, and I forget what it's called, some mound, where Socrates explained philosophy to people. You know how much it was to stand on that mound? Cheaper, cheaper, cheaper. Nothing! It didn't cost me anything. It was, well, it was part of the Acropolis. Oh, yeah. Part of the Acropolis. You pay $5 to see the Acropolis. You can also go stand on the same soil as Socrates and Plato. And the view is amazing. No extra charge. And people were standing around there smoking. There was a bunch of cigarette butts on the ground. They were just hanging out. It was like a coffee break. It was like the smoking area of the mall. It was absurd. It should be $30. It's the same rocks that Socrates stood on. It should be $30. Listen to me, you Greeks. I know this sounds insane because of the culture you live in, but it's not. You can charge $30 to Americans to stand on the same mound that Socrates stood on. That Socrates stood on and explained philosophy. And an extra $20. Here's what you do. $30 to stand on the mound, right? And then you can throw a toga on and have a picture taken of yourself pretending to explain philosophy, and another 20 euros for that. We do that in this country. You go to Deadwood, or you go to like Tombstone. You know, you go somewhere in North Dakota where they still have old Western buildings and old ghost towns. You go there, it's like $30 to walk through the ghost town and sit in some tavern that Wild Bill Hickok sat in. And then if you want to dress up like a cowboy and have your picture taken, it's an extra, what, $30? We do that in this country. And we make money hand over fist. Hand over fist. There's entire cities supporting themselves on silly stuff like that. And you people are broke. It's ridiculous. Do you realize that the city of Las Vegas generates more revenue than your entire country? And the oldest thing they have there is like a, I don't know, like a vending machine that Bugsy Siegel shot. But here's the difference. They tell people. They don't say, yeah, here's a vending machine that Bugsy Siegel shot a hole through. They say, this vending machine right here, this vintage vending machine, if you look over there, you see a hole that was created when hot lead spewed from the heater that was held by the infamous Bugsy Siegel. The murderous, infamous Bugsy Siegel, the very gun that he used to mow down his victims, was fired right through this vending machine. And then we all go, ooh, and we take pictures of it, and then we pay to have a picture of ourselves holding a fake gun at the same vending machine, and we pay to have a t-shirt. Look, see this t-shirt? The vending machine on this t-shirt is a picture of the vending machine that Bugsy Siegel shot. You gotta get people excited, is my point. When you take an American to the Acropolis, you don't point and go, yeah, here's the old rocks I was telling you about. You say, look at these old rocks. These are the oldest rocks there are. You're standing right in front. You know, you are on the mound that Socrates was standing on when he created the philosophy that the whole world still uses today. You right now, you're standing on it. Aren't you lucky? Aren't you lucky? You want a picture of yourself on these rocks to prove to your friends that you were on the rocks that philosophy was born on? Would you like that picture? Because it's 20 euros. Isn't that a bargain? Just 20 euros to prove that you were here. Because no one's going to believe you. I'm going to tell you right now, no one's going to believe that you were standing on these rocks without a picture. 20 euros to prove it. It's a deal. See, like that. That's how you do it. I mean, consider this. The Brits came in and, like, stole a bunch of their ancient rocks and statues, right? This was explained to me. They're arguing with the British Museum right now or something like that, because the British came in at some point and just bought a bunch of artifacts from a bunch of crooks, you know, like, and that's just, like, pots and pans, like, massive statues and pillars and stuff. They bought it all, and they stuck it in their museum. I had a friend who went to England a couple years ago, and he had seen these things, because he recognized some of them from the pictures. And, you know, it's 25 euros to get into the British Museum to see the stuff that they took from you. And you're only charging 10 to see the stuff where it was. Does that make any sense? No. Huh? Yeah, no, the British, yeah. Well, the British will take anything they ain't nailed down. You know, they took all that stuff from Egypt. Where are they putting all this? The Brits have, like, everybody's artifacts from everywhere. Their country is the size of Rhode Island. Where are they sticking all this? Aren't they going to run out of room at some point and just going to have to stop stealing artifacts just for the sake of lack of room? Or what? Okay, I'm done with that for now. How long have I been talking? Okay, we got to stop this. Otherwise, it gets too long for Joe to upload. But I'm not done yelling at you, Greeks. We'll stop for now. Thanks for listening. Part 2 is coming up, but until then, think! Stop me if you can. Your system failure.